start with the good news. The Dark Energy Camera, operated by the National Science Foundation at the Cerro Tololo Observatory in Chile, has captured an image of a nearby star nursery that the scientific community is describing as Van Gogh-like in its visual texture. The swirling nebular structures in the image aren't just beautiful, they're scientifically informative. Star nurseries, also called stellar nurseries, or nebulae, are regions where the conditions of gas density and temperature allow gravity to pull matter together until nuclear fusion ignites, creating new stars. Studying them helps astronomers understand how our own solar system formed approximately 4.5 billion years ago.
The NASA Artemis III communications contract going to SpaceX Starlink is noteworthy because it extends Starlink's relationship with NASA beyond the Crew Dragon launch contracts into mission communications. Artemis III is planned to land astronauts on the lunar South Pole, the first human moon landing since Apollo 17 in 1972. Using Starlink for communications means NASA is relying on SpaceX's commercial constellation for what would be an extraordinarily high-stakes mission. That's a significant endorsement of the commercial space model, and it deepens the interdependence between NASA and Musk's company at a moment when Musk's political relationships with the administration are simultaneously a source of controversy.
The Stanford Aging Study is one of those findings that requires careful contextualization. Researchers found that blocking a specific receptor, the study points to a receptor involved in cellular stress response, slows aging markers in mice. Mouse studies of aging mechanisms are genuinely useful for identifying biological pathways worth pursuing, but the translation rate from mouse longevity studies to human interventions has historically been low. Mice and humans share many cellular mechanisms, but differ enormously in lifespan regulation. That said, identifying the specific receptor is meaningful. It gives researchers a target for drug development. And if the pathway exists in humans as well, it could eventually inform therapies.
The climate stories this week are interconnected in ways worth emphasizing. A new study confirms that U.S. rainfall now originates from moisture sources farther away than historical baselines. Essentially, the atmospheric rivers and moisture transport patterns that feed precipitation are shifting, likely due to changes in ocean temperatures and atmospheric circulation. That has practical implications for water management. Reservoirs, aquifer recharge rates, and drought modeling all assume certain precipitation patterns that may no longer hold.
And then there's the Canadian wildfire smoke that's triggering code purple air quality alerts in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Code purple is the second highest designation on the air quality index. It indicates conditions where even healthy adults are advised to avoid extended outdoor activity. The fact that Canadian wildfire smoke is causing hazardous air quality in mid-Atlantic states is a striking illustration of how fire weather dynamics have changed. Smoke transport at this scale, affecting populations hundreds of miles from the source fires, was relatively rare in historical records. It's becoming a recurring summer condition for much of the eastern United States.
The magnitude 7.4 earthquake that struck Mexico's Chiapas coast this morning adds an acute emergency to this segment. Tsunami warnings were triggered across Pacific coastlines following the quake. Chiapas is one of Mexico's poorest states, with limited infrastructure for earthquake response, which means the human impact could be severe even if international attention remains focused on conflicts in Eastern Europe and the Middle East. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center's alerts would have reached Hawaii and the U.S. West Coast as well, though the warning status for those areas is likely to be downgraded as wave data clarifies the actual tsunami potential.
The environmental thread also runs through California's second legal challenge to the offshore wind lease buyout. Attorney General Bonta is targeting a $111 million Interior Department deal with a company called Invenergy to cancel a wind lease off the central California coast. The state's argument is that the federal government cannot unilaterally cancel energy leases that California's clean energy transition depends on. It's a federalism fight about who controls the country's offshore energy development, and it has direct implications for California's ability to meet its own renewable energy targets.